Kotaner of Shabbos, Parshas Toldos. Before we begin the Haftarah share and speak about the actual Pesukim of the Haftarah, I would like to give a background introduction to the topic. I'd like to discuss how famous the Rabbanim Shel Olam is. So, before we get to that, I'd like to give a bit of a background. There's a Pasuk in Bechuna Ra'anana, in Kabbalah Shabbos, in the parak which begins Hashem Malach Yugazu Amin, Pasuk says, we say this every Erev Shabbos Kredish, Hashem B'tzioin Gadol, Yudke Vavke, B'tzioin Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Tzioin, is great, V'ramhu Al Kol Amin, and he's lifted above all the nations. What is the difference between the word Gadol and the word Ram? So the Afiki Yehuda writes, in Drush 32, in the bottom, in the Haggai, it's called Arvi Nachal, he gives an explanation. We're going to give a mashal from the Kitzur Shavanar. We'll see soon that explains it. Imagine you have a tree, a very tall tree. At the top of the tree, there is an apple. The apple is Ram, is way above you. The tree is Gadol. Why? The apple is only above you, but it's not across from you. If you're short, you're not as tall all the way up to the top of the tree, you can't reach it. So it's Ram, it's very high up. But the tree is Gadol. From the floor to the top, it's everywhere. So that's not called Ram, that's not called uplifted, it's not called above there. It's called very big, very large. So Meili says that by Klai Yisrael, we believe and we know and we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every part of our life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually Mashkiach with Klai Yisrael very, very much, more than anything else in the world. So Hashem B'tzion for Klai Yisrael, Gadol, Hashem is great, means He's large. From the floor till Shemaim, everywhere you turn, you find a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But the Goyim, their attitude is, they said, yeah, Hashem created the world. Many of them believe that God created the world. But they don't believe that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is involved, He's Mashkiach, the Mele, the Ram Hu Al Kol Amim. By the Amim, their relationship with Him, their view of Him is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is lofty, very above, but they don't feel that they have a relationship with Him. So by Klai Yisrael it's Gadol, and by the Goyim it's Ram. Hashem Etzion Gadol, Ram Hu Al Kol Amim. That's how he explains that pasuk. Based on this, a number of different pasukim. Today, everybody knows it's Rosh Chodesh. So in the Hallel, we say, Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Al HaShemayim Kevoide. So we said in Hallel. Meaning to say, now what do the Goyim say? Ram Al Kol Goyim, they say, oh, Hashem is way above. Al Shemaim, He doesn't have a relationship with us. But we say, Mika Hashem Elekeinu, Hamagbi L'Shavis Rabbanim Shalom, as high as He is, Hamashpi L'Lira is the Shemaim Vazgah, says Elekeinu. From our point of view, from what we know, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is completely involved in our life. Like you said, He's God over Yisrael. Yisrael, before he was involved with the Kaddish Baruch, before he became a Yid, Yisrael felt like many goyim that there is a God somewhere, but He's way above, and we have to deal with Him through intermediaries, through idols, through gachkis, through different powers, through different angels. So originally he didn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Gadol in his life, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ram in his life, was above, was lofty, He's way up there. There's a God, but He's way up there. But when He comes again, what does He say? Ato yadati ki Gadol Hashem Yikolikim. I didn't realize that Hashem was Gadol, and I discover now more than all the hymns, all their powers, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol. That was this Chadesh to Yisrael. He's not just hiding up in Rekiah. He's not just up in the heavens. He is down here with us. That was a Chiddush for Yisrael. And that is why Yeshaya comes, unfortunately, with a Taina. And he says, Bonim Gidalti V'Reimamti V'Hei Bashabi. Meaning to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Gidalti, I have a relationship with you everywhere. Gidalti, I gave you this Gidalti relationship. And Reimamti, there's even things that I gave you from Shemayim. Reimamti was like the man fell down from Shemayim. But besides the Reimamti, there's the Gidalti. And still, I showed you that I'm with you every step of the way. You felt me in your lives. V'heng Pashabi, why do you rebel against me? That's why it says in Tehillim, Kufir Aleph, Dayla Masi Hashem, Tushim Mechol Chatzayim, and then it says, oh, sorry, G'dayla, like we just said, G'dayla Masi Hashem, G'dayla means Maisim HaG'daylim, meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just Ram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol, is involved with us. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a sefer, an amazing sefer, very famous, called Apiryoin. So he writes in Parshas Hazinu, based on what we just said, he explains the pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra God Havu Gadol Elokeinu. Why? How is this Masbir Pshat? Says, the Svarim write that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anivus, his humility, you could find from the letters Yudke Vavke. Hashem chose for his main name, Shem Etzem, is Yudke Vavke. Out of the whole Aleph base, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav, which comprise Yudke Vavke, have the smallest numeric value when you add up the letters inside the letter itself. Let's explain. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Right? Aleph Lamed Pei Sophia's end of Pei, final Pei, whatever you call it. So Aleph and Lamed and Pei together is a very high number. 1 and 30 and 80, big number. Beis, Yud Tav, Tav 400. Beis is a big number. Gimel has a Gimel, a Yud, a Mem, and a Lamed. Dalet has another Tav at the end. But the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, the numeric value, if you spell out the actual, what makes, how you spell out a Hey, or how you spell out a Vav, or a Yud, right? Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet. How do you spell it? Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet. Ends up being 20. There is nothing, no other letters besides Yud, K, and the Vav, which are 20 or less. Doesn't exist. I'm just not doing the Yud and the Hey, because there's different ways to spell it. Either way, it's going to come out small. Whether you do it with an Aleph, whether you do the Hey, whether you do it with the Yud, it's going to come out very, very small. So Hashem chose for his name the smallest numeric values to show his humility, to show that, yes, I'm involved in your lives. I'm not too great to be involved with you. I don't have my nose stuck up in Shemayim. Hashem Baruch Hu makim shata maisa gulasai, sham ata maisa anbusanusai. Hashem Baruch Hu, as great as he is, the Shema Etzim, as it shows, and it also shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives every moment. And Mela says that Apiryoin, Ki Shem Yudke Vavke Akra, when you hear about Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, Havu Gargal, then you should realize Hashem's not Ram, Hashem is Gargal, he's involved in your life. Because from the floor to the sky, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us every single step of the way. You shouldn't just think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant. And with this he also explains, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Chanina, Tamid HaChachamim, Marvim Shalom Ba'ilam, Shedem V'chol B'nayach Limudi Hashem. So two questions. First of all, why does it say Tamid HaChachamim? Why did you say Chachamim? What's Tamid HaChachamim? And, Chari, the Pasuk should have said V'chol B'nayach Limudi Tairas Hashem. V'chol B'nayach Limudi Tairas Hashem. Really the Targum on this Pasuk, V'chol B'nayach Limudi Hashem, the Targum actually sticks in, V'chol B'nayach Limudi Eraisa Hashem. So why doesn't it say Hashem? But according to what we said, it's very good. There's a Sefer Achaim from the Maral in Prague's brother, Reina Betzal. He writes, the reason why Tamid HaChacham are called Tamid HaChacham is because they have humility. They know that they have to learn more, they have to learn more, they have to learn more. Nobody considers himself learned. Only people that are learning. I'm not a Tamid HaChacham, I'm learning, I'm studying. So Tamid HaChacham means I'm a Tamid HaChacham. I'm trying to get there. Aspiring to become a Tamid HaChacham. So Tamid HaChamim, the fact that they have his humility, why is there shalom in the world? Because people have humility. People are willing to forgive other people. And what's the proof? Means they learn from the shame of Yudke Vavke itself. To learn the Midah Vanivus. The period takes us further. In Parshas Lech Lecha, says Avram Avinu, beginning, we know Avram Avinu, the very, very famous Medrash, says somebody was traveling from place to place, and he saw a very big building that was lit up. He said, how could it be that there's a lit up building without a man here, without a leader? So hits the love of Balabira. The Balabira was shown down on him, and he said, I need Balabira. I'm the one who owns this building. You're right, there is someone running this building. So to Avram Avinu, says the Medrash, Lafisha Avram Avinu, Omer. There's no manig in charge of the world. There must be someone running the world. Hits it's a love of Baruch Hu, Omer, I need Bal. I'm the master of the world. The Medrash says. So the Masih Hashem writes that when it says in the Medrash he was going from place to place, it means Avraham Avinu was going through different concepts in Amunah. So let's try to understand which concept he was going through. Suggests the period, beginning of Avraham Avinu went from the concept that there is Chas HaShalom nobody, went from the theory of the world just came about by itself or always was. He said there must be someone created the world. But beginning, Avraham Avinu wasn't sure that actually Hashem was involved in this world. He thought if someone so great made this world, he wouldn't be involved with us though. So he first stepped in Hazakara was that there's a Rabbi Yisrael, but he's not involved with Rabbi Yisrael, but not involved in the world itself. And then later on, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Avraham Avinu, you're on the right track, but I actually created the world. I'm the one. That's why Hitzel of Balabir and says, it's me. Hashem was telling him, I'm actually here. I didn't just arrange something. I don't have workers. It's me. I'm there every step of the way. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am there. Now, he says a beautiful thing. The Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon in Shir HaShirim says on the pasuk, Mashkiach min hachalonos, meitzitz min hacharakim. So Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon explains, what is the difference between a chalon and a charak? Chalon is a big window. You look out the window, whoever was watching the window sees you back. Like charak, a crack in the wall, if you're looking through the crack, you can see, but no one sees you. It's just a little crack. So he says, when great nisim happen, then it's mashkiach min hachalonos. Then we see Hashem back. Meitzitz min hacharakim is regular day-to-day tavon, when there's no nisim happening, or Hashem's hiding the nisim, Hashem's seeing us, he's taking care of us, but we don't necessarily see him so strongly, so that's meitzitz min hacharakim, he's just peeking through the charakim. So we learn from this, that meitzitz means when he's peeking, but you don't see him yet. So it says, the Aperion, Avraham Avinu, at the beginning of his journey, he was just beginning to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realized there's Rabbi Yishlam, he didn't know that Rabbi Yishlam was involved in our lives, so the Rabbi Yishlam says, Hitzitz Alav Balabira. He wasn't yet on the Madrega to actually see Hashem in this world, so Hitzitz Alav Balabira, and he says, get ready, you're going to be discovering that I'm actually involved in your life. But he wasn't yet holding there, so it says Hitzitz Alav. And that's why we can answer the Yishlam Asked Kasha, why at the beginning of Lech Lecha does it say, Vayomer Hashem Al Avram Lech Lecha, and then in Vayera it says, Vayera Elav Hashem. And why doesn't it say Vayera Hashem El Avram? Because he wasn't yet holding on that Madrega. It took time till he got from Madrega to Madrega. Then the Perion explains that when he built the Mizbeach afterwards, it says Vayikra Sham Avram Mishem Hashem. What does it mean, Vayikra Sham Avram Mishem Hashem? It means he was now announcing, teaching Yudke Vavke, the Nivus of Hashem. He was teaching the Shem Yudke Vavke because he wanted to teach how people should realize how Hashem is involved in our lives. Hashem is not too great to be involved. The Magim Shat, the Maisik, Gulashish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shomat, the Maisik, and Busanusa, in the Yudke Vavke. As great as Hashem is, you'll discover Hashem, what makes him great, part of the greatness, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in our lives. Atkan, Divrei HaPirion. After this whole Akdama, I think we could go to the Haftira and maybe ask a question. It's in the Haftira. Pasuk says, Ki mimizrach shemesh ad v'ad mevoye, from the far east to the far west. Godol shemi b'goyim, my name is great by the goyim. U'v'chol mokim mukter mugesh shmi u'minchor tahayra. Ki godol shemi b'goyim amar Hashem Tzvakas. Again, my name is great. And l'chayra, it goes against everything we just said, because we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rum by the goyim. But by us, he is godol. But by the Goyim, he's only Ram. So why is the Navi having a tie-in on Bnei Yisrael to say, why don't you serve HaKadosh Baruch with enough respect? Like the Haftarah discusses, you're bringing lousy Kurbanis, disrespectful Kurbanis. Even the Goyim have more respect for me. But it's not true what it says. It says, Ki Gadol Shmi VaGoyim, twice in the Pasuk. It's not Gadol. We said it was only Ram. So why does the Navi say that it's Gadol? And then, a few Pasukim later, again it says, V'amartem, sorry, V'aror Neuchel, cursed be the sly person, v'yesh v'edrei zachar, and he has a healthy male animal he could have brought, v'noideh v'zaveach mashchas Hashem, and instead, he vows and he slaughters and he brings a disgusting, horrible animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of person is this, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A person like that is got some horror. Ki melech gadol ani, so I am melech gadol, fine, this is going on for Klal Yisrael, that's fine this time. Amr Hashem Tzvakas, Ushmi Noir of Agoyim. And the Goyim are scared of me. Why aren't you scared of me? So, I think we can answer our question. Again, we gave a Horak Dhamma to explain that the relationship of us, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol, but by the Goyim, he's Ram. So why in the Haftarah does it say Gadol? And the answer, I think, is quite obvious. Like the Pasuk itself says, it's Shmi Gadol. Their life, their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Ram. Those that have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only a relationship of Ram. But they talk about Shmi, they talk about as if they have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They talk about God, 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 God all day, but really, it's just in talk. Because in really, the way they live their lives, They don't live that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is watching them every second. They don't live a life of Shavisi Yudke Vavki Lenegdi Samid Yemini Baal Emite. That's not how they live their lives. It's talk. So Gadol Shmi Bagayim, Gadol Shmi Bagayim, Ushmi Gar Bagayim. They talk about it and they say that they're scared of it. It's an awesome thing, the name of God. But when it comes to their day-to-day lives, only by you, Klai Yisrael, is it Gadol. That's what I would like to say as a Teretz. And you might think it's a Daichik, but I think that I have a Rai I found after this. Of Perush Gemara told us Aaron's Messiah to look up Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, the last Daf in Masechet Menachos, and this is the Gemara. Gemara says on the last Daf in Masechet Menachos, Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav Chisto, VaAmrilan. Some say Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Mitzur VaAt Katrigi. From Tzor until Kartigi, the Goyim recognize Klai Yisrael, and they recognize that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And what are these places? Tzor, commonly translated as Tyre, which is in Lebanon, north of Beirut, on the ancient port city in Lebanon. Kartigi, I think, is probably Carthage, which is today in Tunis, in the middle of northern Africa. Very, very famous Carthage. So, from there to there, they recognize, from Tzor to Carthage, they recognize Klai Yisrael, and they recognize Avinu Shebashamayim. Umi Tzor, Klapi Meirev, Mekartigni, Klapi Mizrach, from Tzor to west, and from Carthage to Mizrach, which just shows that I'm wrong in these places. It can't be, it'll be the other way around, right? Okay, so I take back. I know Tzor is the only Carthage, translated like I said, but maybe not, maybe Kartigni is something else, because it won't work. It should have been Tzor, Klapi Mizrach, Kartigni, Klapi Meirev. So, okay, if you check out what these places are. From Tzor, Klapi Meirev, somebody maybe will let me know, send me a message, call me. With Tzor, Klapi Meirev, but Kartigni, Klapi Mizrach, Ein Makir Nes Yisrael, they don't know Klai Yisrael, Lo Yisavi Yashav HaShemayim, which is before in the Gemara, that when they do know their Bayan Shem, they know about him through Klai Yisrael. But anyways, so it says there is an area where they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Klai Yisrael, but in the rest of the world they don't know. In fact, the Gemara, Esver Sin Barachil Lerav, Mimizrach Shemesh V'ad Nevoye, Godol Shmi Bagoyim, Uchomok Imukter Umugers Shmi, Umukter Tahir. This whole passage, it says twice, that Godol Shmi Bagoyim. It sounds like everywhere in the world, Godol Shmi Bagoyim. How could this Maimer Gemara say that only in a small area they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Omar Leis, so Rav answered, see me at, you're see me? Really, you're asking this question? The Karulei Elaha Delaha. The Karulei Elaha Delaha. The answer is, all that Pasuk means is they call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of the gods. They say that their Rebbeinu Shalom is on top, on top. Yeah, there's a God who created the other powers. They talk about him. But is he running the world? No, they don't believe that he's running in the world. Running the world, Bechlal. That's the Mashal's Mazar, the Pasuk Shad in this Gemara. And that's what the Gemara says. So this is mamish before, like we said, that in a relationship, in a day-to-day relationship, the Rebbeinu Shem stels it through to us, and we feel and experience God al Hashem. The relationship of the Goyim, at best, Iviramhu, is that there's Rebbeinu Shem Shemayim who created powers, who they have a relationship through that, except in places where they know Hashem through us. They talk about it all everywhere, where they have intelligence, where they're people that recognize that there's a God in the world, they'll talk about him everywhere, and that's what the Pasuk is saying. Anybody with intelligence all over the world will talk about him. So God is very, very famous by the Goyim. He's very famous. They'll talk about him. Got to visit here, you got to go pray to God, you got to do this and that. But to live the end, and comes time for my kapara, maybe they'll go try to do some type of kapara or something. But to live a life of Shavisi Hashem, to live a life to feel Yad Hashem every step of the way, no. They don't have that. Baruch Elokeinu, Shebanu Lechvaydai, Vehivdilanu Menatayim, Venasalun Teres Emes, Vechai Eilu Matach Vesicheinu. Thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everyone have a Gebaldik Chodesh. Shabbos.